last week, and of course, you know, that's not good news.
No, that is bad news.
I am back. I'm going to put the line on mute so you'll hear a couple tones real quick.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
And one, two more beeps.
Entry and exit chimes are off.
Okay, terrific. Diana, are you there?
I am.
All right, terrific. Well, everyone, thank you so much for hanging in there with me with my technical issues today. But I want to welcome you to the call. This is the September 2010 RLM Studio Teleworkshop. It's pretty much our back-to-school session. I've taken a couple months off here to enjoy the summer, and I'm thrilled to be back doing an RLM Studio call today. And my name is Meredith Liepelt. My company is Rich Life Marketing, and I mentor business owners and entrepreneurs to raise their celebrity profiles and become much more visible to their ideal audiences. Now, for the RLM Studio calls, I select guest speakers who can help us all to increase our own visibility, attract ideal clients, and I really look to my network of amazing people and select a top expert to share their tips, their experiences, and, you know, some of their mistakes as well, because we learn from both successes and mistakes. So to help us all, you know, on our journey, on our path of creating more impact, more visibility, and all those things. So today I am really excited to have Diana Garber from Intuitive Concepts as my special guest, and she's going to be talking to us about her topic, which is I'm over here, eight secrets to getting noticed. So I'd like to introduce Diana real quick. First, I'll let you know, I met Diana, gosh, it's probably been a year and a half, maybe 2 years, time flies, I'm not sure, but a while ago at a workshop here in Columbus, and she was a sponsor of that event, and I was just very impressed with her presence and how she carried herself and, you know, her booth and just what she had to say and things like that. And then I caught up with her again at a Parade of Homes here in the Columbus area, and the house that she worked on was, in my opinion, by far the absolute standout house in the entire Parade of Homes, and it just kind of launched us into a conversation. And long story short, my husband and I ended up working with Diana to incorporate some feng shui principles into our own home and in the business and things like that. So I personally know of Diana's work and really what an inspiration she is and what she has to offer. And I'm excited about this particular topic today, which I actually have not heard her speak on, but I'm super excited about it. So Diana has actually survived 19 major surgeries. She has had 2 near-death experiences. She has survived the loss of children, and she continues to make a difference in the world by living in possibility, frankly, every moment. And during her 3 decades of experience in environmental energy and risk management, she has changed the minds of many skeptics. In her former position in corporate America, Diana was the VP of Business Continuity and Disaster Recovery at Bank One. She was responsible for 65,000 workstations and 2,500 servers. That just makes my head spin. She has helped run command centers for the New York terrorist attack, for hurricanes, for tornadoes, floods, Y2K, much, much more. Diana chose to leave the corporate life and enter the feng shui world, one company, one home, and one person at a time. She is accredited in the U.S., in the U.K., and in Australia. Her company, Intuitive Concepts, she founded this in 1998, and she has served as the feng shui practitioner for the Ohio State University and was director of education for the International Feng Shui Guild. She is known as the Feng Shui Results Lady, and she's got a lot of accomplishments to her name. You know, Woman of the Year in Design, Best of Columbus for Feng Shui Services, Green Biz Intelligence Panel, several awards of achievement in consumer excellence, nominations for International Peace Prize, Service Provider of the Year, on and on and on. So in addition to feng shui, she has a lot of other interests, you know, spontaneous singing, dancing, laughter. And I didn't know this until I read her bio, but her friends consider her to be a gourmet cook, so we'll have to talk about that sometime. So she and her husband are both artists. They love spending time with their granddaughter. And if you want to know more about her, you can visit her website at intuitiveconcepts.com. She's got a free book, ebook that you can download there called 8 Simple Steps to a More Balanced You. So, Diana, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
It's just amazing to, you know, be on the receiving end of hearing all of those accolades. Thank you so much. It's very generous. And it really does go back to, hey, I'm over here. I didn't notice. Because, I mean, I wake up and I'm just a girl from Waco, Ohio, you know, and to have, you know, experienced all of those things, I mean, I'm still just amazed. And I'm so happy to share with everybody today some of what I've learned and how to help them as well.
Absolutely. Well, we are ready to dive in and get into this topic. I'm over here, eight secrets to getting noticed. So let's start by talking a little bit about energy patterns, because I know you talk a lot about that. What energy patterns are and what they have to do with self-esteem, self-expression, self-promotion, you know, all relating to self-image.
Everyone, based on their personal energy, which is determined by their birth date, so at least the month, day, and year they were born, and males are calculated differently than females, just as men are from Mars and women are from Venus. But based on our birth date, we are one of 5 elements, and the elements are fire, earth, metal, water, and wood. So as an example, if you're a fire person, you're more prone to theatrical broadcasting. So there's different career choices that really light people up that are of the fire energy. When we understand what our personal energy is, that then translates into not only career choices, but it does get into self-expression and self-esteem and self-promotion. So something that everybody can do is colors. Now, most people dress according to eye, hair, and skin tone. That's what I call packaging. So there's the package that we present to the world. But this is a discussion about people's energy. So as an example, if you are an earth person, well, your energy colors would be earth tones, yellow, tan, and brown, but fire gives you energy, and fire is red, pink, and purple. So that leads to the folks on the call, how do you know what your energy pattern is and how that translates not only into colors to wear to beef up your energy, but it also translates to sleeping directions, which when we sleep with a good direction supporting us, we are more aware of our surroundings, we feel better, which has a lot to do with our self-expression and self-esteem. So, Meredith, what I want to do is for the people on the call, I wrote an ebook, and it's called 8 Simple Steps to a More Balanced You. And I'm going to give this ebook to anyone who wants it. They just need to email me and request it. And that email address is fengshui, F-E-N-G-S-H-U-I, at intuitiveconcepts.com. Again, we're going to send that free to everyone who participates today. Because really, when you understand what your energy pattern is, then the rest of this conversation will help out a lot. So fire people, again, they're very self-expressed. They like theater. They like broadcasting. Earth people, they're the grounders. So when everybody else is all aflutter with whatever's happening to us in the world, they're the ones who are the calm, collective caretakers. Metal people are natural-born leaders and very organized. And water people are good communicators. And the wood people are the very strong work ethics. So the elements for fire are red, pink, and purple. For the earth people, yellow, tan, and brown. The metal people would be white, gray, and any metallics, such as jewelry. Gee, a reason to go buy some jewelry.
Yes.
For water people, it's blue and black. And for wood people, it's green. So in this ebook, and it's well over, I don't know, it's like 30-some pages, I have all kinds of graphs in there that if you're a water person, what those colors are and what others will support you. So when I talk about energy colors, you know, of course we like to wear what makes us look good. You know, I wear a lot of black because it makes me look a little thinner. But the energy colors, you know, I wear maybe as a camisole underneath or as undergarments, but somewhere where that energy color is touching my skin. Because particularly when at a conference and you're talking with a lot of people, so your energy flow is going out, you're giving a lot of your energy away, then we've become tired and depleted. Well, by wearing our energy colors, we actually help to protect and reserve some of that energy. So it's very, very powerful.
You know, it's interesting. I do remember that you were talking with my whole family about this, and my daughter knows her energy colors, and, you know, she's 8 years old in third grade. And so, you know, she'll say to me sometimes, she'll say, I'm going to wear my energy colors. And, you know, she's very aware of what that means and things like that, and she knows to kind of, you know, look at that when, you know, maybe there's a test or she might be nervous about speaking or something like that. So there are a lot of ways that the energy colors do come into play, and like you said, the great thing is that if it's not necessarily a color that you would wear, you can wear it underneath your clothing.
Well, I even worked with I received a coach or a call from a coach for a professional sports team, and his players weren't getting along very well. Now, you know, with sports, we have to be ego-driven because it's very much about winning. But the thing is, everybody wanted to be the leader and no one wanted to be a follower, which doesn't make for good team dynamics. So I went in and did a team-building session with them specifically around this conversation that we're having today. And the coach called, wasn't even a week later, and he was like, it was like a whole new team. You know, the guys were kidding each other about, oh, well, you're a water person, and that's why you do this. But the thing is, you know, when they started to realize what their personal energy is and how they relate to the outside world, they became more empowered and actually grew more self-confidence out of it. You know, you see, you know, not only children, but, you know, even in the workforce where people with low self-esteem or low self-confidence can sometimes overcompensate for that.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't see that, but the people around them do. So this is great that you're offering this on your show.
Yeah, well, it's excellent. So quick question. In the ebook that you have, will people be able to read that and know what their energy pattern is? Can they
will.
Okay, all right. So they'll be able to tell if they're earth, metal, water, wood, or fire.
There's a formula for males, and there's a formula for females, and that formula is in there. And then once you kind of crystallize that down into what your number is, everybody gets a single-digit number, 1 through 9. When you understand what your number is, then the rest of the ebook then says, well, if you're number 9, these colors, these sleeping directions, and so forth.
Okay, great. That's great. And I know that we have that here in our own house. I just wanted to make sure that was in the ebook. So, because that's wonderful information for us all to have, because, you know, as we do get out there and we start to meet with, you know, more clients or bigger clients, or we, you know, doing other speaking engagements or really putting ourselves out there in a bigger way, that self-esteem and that confidence is so important. So my theory is, you know, let's take advantage of all the information we possibly can, you know, to help us, you know, on our path, on our journey.
Well, and that's part of how the title came up. I'm over here, you know, getting noticed is because I've heard from so many people that once they do start wearing their energy colors and they find they have more energy, they go to that interview and they have more presence, or they're doing a PowerPoint presentation and, you know, people are listening more than they normally are because we're so used to multitasking today, that, you know, raises come through and promotions come through. And I mean, we've got years of testimonies as to this really does work.
Yeah, I mean, I tell people I don't necessarily understand how it works. That's not my job. I can only say I've been on the receiving end of it. So understanding how is Diana's job. incorporating some changes and things like that, like simple things like this, you know, I have been able to see some things happen, you know, within my own business and then within our own lives here at our house. So you also talk about how these energy patterns translate into social patterns. Can you talk about that?
Sure. So fire and metal and wood people tend to be more self-expressed, and so when that gets into social interactions, so going to, you know, we have a book signing coming up by our friend Linda.
Yes.
And so she's a fire person, so going into that, she's very self-expressed and very confident, where an earth person might be more quiet and reserved, and a water person, they like to watch the flow versus, you know, being the center of attention. So it definitely translates into social interactions and social settings, that some people can walk in and, you know, they're going to, you know, be the movers and shakers and go around to meet more people, and the others are kind of the quiet and set back and more laid back type of people. I think a good example of this is, you know, when I was working the command center for the New York terrorist attack, of course, you know, the whole country was on edge, and, you know, I was working with not only New York but also the Chicago Command Center, and because we're expecting it to happen there too. And the earth people, I mean, they're a godsend when some type of disaster happens, because they're the ones that's like, take a chill pill, we're going to get through this, let's just put one foot in front of the other, where some of the other elements might be a little more dramatic, let's say.
Okay.
And so, you know, it's about representing calmness. So there again, each of the elements, they have their strong points and they have their weak points, just like with anything.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. So it might be interesting to know, like, if you work on a team, who has what energy, so that you know kind of where they're coming from or who you can go to in certain situations.
Very important, which we found out on the sports team.
Yes, I'm sure.
You know, when we have, you know, the athletes that, you know, aren't very strong in a particular skill set or a particular competency or whatever that is, you know, and they need to work long hours with someone, well, you want somebody who supports your energy, not takes it away. Because somebody who takes your energy away, you might become a little less patient. So when I was working disasters, I really did. I tried to complement the team by a little bit of each personality, with a strong emphasis for those who are going to be the calm in the storm.
Mm.
So I look for people who are my opposites, because they help me to grow.
Yes, that's really good information to have. And
then on days where I'm going to be working, which I did for the Fort Worth, you know, I worked 3 days with no sleep. Those are days when I needed somebody there that helps to support my energy.
Yeah.
But there's, you know, different circumstances for each occasion.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you were talking a minute ago about strengthening, you know, basically those muscles and things like that. Can you go into that a little bit more?
Well, when I think of metal people in general, metal people are natural born leaders. Now, there's two types of metal, hard metal and soft metal. Hard metal, they're more inclined to step out there and say, hey, you know, I know what needs to be done and let's get it done. And the soft metal people, it's like, you'd be good at that. You'd be good at that. And then when they step into it, they are really good at it. So blending the combination of the two, the strong personality with the more demure personality, again, it goes back to kind of strengthening those weaknesses and building, what I say, maximize our opportunities and minimize our risks.
Mm-hmm.
So build on our strengths, but we still need to exercise the muscles that are weak.
Okay.
And so again, you know, once you realize what your energy pattern is, you want to surround yourself with people who are going to help you stretch, and you want to surround yourself with people who are naturally supportive of your energy.
Okay. Very good, very good. Now, let's go back to your bio real quick, because I was talking about, in your bio, it talks about how you've really kind of turned your life around. So talk to us about what you mean by freedom of choice, because I know you talk about freedom of choice a lot.
Oh, yeah. I actually developed a whole workshop. It's called Are You Driving Change or Is Change Driving You? For corporations last year, for when there was a lot of downsizing going on. And, you know, of course, it's never pleasant to hear that your job's being eliminated, but it really does go back, for me, to freedom of choice. So as you had mentioned, you know, my medical history, you know, and losing so many children and so forth, it's a lot of people, when they hear that, they're like, how are you not, like, you know, sitting in some room on drugs and alcohol kind
right.
of thing? But it's because, you know, I choose not to be a victim. And so when we, and everybody's heard about the book, The Secret, and there's lots of empowerment books out there, but life happens to us, and character really isn't how we respond, more so than how we manifest our creation or manifest our perception of it. So when bad things happen to good people, and we say, yeah, well, you know what, there's probably a lesson to be learned in this. I just need to find out what that gem is.
Mm-hmm.
And we choose to react differently, because feng shui for me is all about responding to what's thrown at us.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, as an example, when my firstborn, when she passed, you know, I was upset at everything and everybody for that happening. But after some years passed, I was able to look back at that and say, but you know what, here's what I learned out of that, and that was a gift.
Mm.
And I know we hear about this and people think of it as a cliche, but really for every breakdown, there is a breakthrough. For every door that closes, another door opens. And I'm living proof that's the truth. And so freedom and choice to me are hand in hand. Something happens, well, I can choose to react. I was sharing with the ladies on the phone earlier that, you know, my cell phone during Mercury retrograde crashed, and, you know, it's just been an aggravation of 5 days of going back to the Sprint store. And I could choose to get really angry and kind of scream at the person who was yelling or helping me, but I chose not to do that. And just keep working through it. So just, you know, reality check on our tempers and our reactions, and try to come from grace and make the best of sometimes a very terrible situation.
Right, right. And I think you shared with me before that when you started going through, like, all these just extremely really unbelievable, truly unbelievable experiences, that's when you started to turn to feng shui as a way of creating that choice and freedom and managing your own energy. Is that right?
That is right. The house that I was living in during the loss of 3 children and several of the surgeries, when I started working with feng shui, I realized that that house was the worst house for me. And the energy that was in the southwest, which southwest is the head female, it's also female body parts, it also has tremendous amount to do with pregnancy, was the worst energy of the house.
Mm.
So when I started working with traditional feng shui and started figuring these things out and then started applying remedies, I mean, my life really did change. And so, yes, you know, I could have just gone into a deep, dark place and just kind of stood there and stayed there, but, you know, wanted to continue to work through it.
Sure, sure. So you really are talking about, you know, coming from understanding that we all have a lot of blessings and there's a lot of abundance, and you know, especially, you know, there's a lot of stress and, you know, the economy and all this kind of stuff, and, you know, isn't that what many of us are struggling with right now? So, you know, where does that lead us into the conversation?
Well, for me, it comes back to we don't know what we don't know.
Mm.
And so all of us, and before you joined the call, I was talking with folks on the line, and it sounded like most, if not all at that time, are business owners.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, here we are, you know, wives, mothers, business owners, and also running a business. And so we just keep taking on more and more, and sometimes that can be overwhelming. So for me, feng shui and what we don't know, the fact that we are entrepreneurs and business owners we try to work through whatever comes up. But we do that according to the tools and the skills and the competencies that we have available to us. Feng Shui brings a whole other element of what people, I mean, they can't even fathom what it's about. Like you said, you don't know how it works. You just know it works.
Right.
But it, you know, it is about physics, about mathematics. I mean, it's all about formulas. And when you understand the energy that you are either working in or living in, or the people that you surround you, whether they support you or not, then we become more empowered in the situation, which helps us to be stronger, which helps us to get noticed. And when we're noticed, then our business expands. I mean, there was one CEO, his company was hurting, and he called me in. It was a family business, I think fourth generation. They were $750 million business when they brought me in, and his goal was that he wanted to retire, but the company needed to be at $1 billion. And so, you know, I went in nights and weekends to work on this, and when we were completed with everything, something as complex, I don't want to say simple, but something as complex as moving the marketing department to where they were going to be more supported, the company made $250 million in 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah. So $750 million was four generations, but they made $250 million in 6 months. Now, you know, luckily he was of the mindset to recognize that, you know, sometimes we just don't know what we don't know, and, you know, that's okay. Let's find out who does,
mm-hmm.
where other people would say, well, you know, I'm going to dismiss it because it's not something that I've heard of or whatever that is. But I think that we're all in a place right now of expanding of our resources, what's available to us.
Exactly, exactly. And I think that's the interesting thing about classic feng shui, which is what you follow and what you do, is that it's not about, you know, placing Buddha heads around. It's just about, you know, like you said, it's the calculations, it's the physics, and understanding things from your perspective, so that then you come back and you say, this is what's going to support this area or this piece of your business or your life or things like that. I think that was very eye-opening for me.
Well, I appreciate you mentioning that, because most people's perception is based on what they've, you know, either heard or read, you know, which is, this is the front door, and that's your career area, and that's your love area, and that's your money area, kind of thing, and that's a very superficial, scratch the surface type of feng shui. Authentic feng shui is very much science based.
Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. So one of the things that I know that we talked about when we started working together were goals. So can you tell everyone about what feng shui has to do with goal setting and reaching goals and things like that?
Whenever this comes up, I can't help but think of Alice in Wonderland when she comes to the fork in the road and she asks the Cheshire Cat, which way should I go? And he's like, well, where do you want to end up? And she's like, I don't know. He's like, well, then how will you know when you get there? Especially with my corporate background, you know, I'm a senior project manager, so for me it's all about goals. So, and you've experienced this, when, you know, when I sit down with a client, it's all about, what do you want to get out of this? And more importantly, how do we quantify it?
Yeah.
And so, you know, if somebody just says, oh, I want to be happy, well, that's great, but, you know, how do we break that down into benchmarks and you know, achievable, realistic goals? And, you know, when it comes to health and it comes to finances, when it comes to number of employees, or, you know, I worked with a heating and air conditioning company that literally after feng shuiing their business, they had to buy a whole new fleet of trucks. Their business went up by 500% volume.
Mm.
But, it goes back to goals, because we have to know, we need to sit down and really think about that, you know, how do I want to grow in 6 months, a year, 5 years, 10 years? Where do I see myself? Which, when we're asking for, and for me it comes back to, be careful what you ask for, we want to get noticed.
Mm-hmm, right.
But we want to drive how that notice is. We want it to be in a very positive light. And, you know, we've seen that with movie stars where they probably wish they could take some of it back, but you know, we need to have that vision, we need to have that marketing plan, you know, where is it that we want to end up, and then make sure that we stay on course, that we stay focused.
Yes. I think that's such a good, that's a really good point, because and I find that very valuable to sit down and talk with you about, you know, like, these are the goals, this is what we're working toward and things like that, so that then, you know, taking, you know, this you know, free report that you're going to give out to everyone who emails you, and even more information that you know, find when you actually do a consultation. It just makes it very clear on what's working and what's not.
It's helpful, too, when people start to realize side benefits that they didn't even ask for, and, you know, now the people that surround them are getting the benefits of it, too.
Mm.
So that's where, you know, by sitting down and quantifying, you know, your top three goals and what those look like, but all these other things start to happen. Gee, I didn't ask for, not for a business owner, but, you know, for a regular person that said, you know, well, you know, an increase in, you know, my portfolio wasn't something I asked for, but it happened. I mean, isn't that great?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So let's talk about image visibility and all those things. So are there any other tips that you can provide to us in terms of image and visibility?
Oh, thank you for asking that, because one of my frustrations was that the people on the call don't know going into this call what their energy is, but they'll know when they get the ebook. I want to give some very high-level suggestions. So the south of your office, the south of your office building, the south of your home represents strategic vision, represents self-expression, and self-esteem. So the south of your home, something that everybody can do today. Now, I don't recommend that you do this in red, pinks, and purples, which some of the books talk about doing. You need to do what's appropriate to your office building or your home. But something that everybody can do in the south, even on the south of your desk, is put pictures of sun, images of people that you respect, positions that you aspire for. So how you and I met, Meredith, was at a visioning board
right.
class.
Mm-hmm.
And on my vision board are pictures of world leaders.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I aspire to. I want to help the world. I want to help everybody to have access to this type of information. So this is something that anybody on the call can do today. You know, just look at the south of your house or your south of your office building, south of your desk, and put something there that represents the future, that represents the vision, that lights up. That's why I say a picture of a sun, to give that some type of presence, something that represents to you where you want to go. On the south of my desk, I have a beautiful picture of hummingbirds and dragonflies and beautiful flowers, you know, which represents the future and all about flow for me. I also have trophies, yeah, or awards that I've won. So anything that represents where you see yourself going.
Oh, that's good. I need to do that on my desk. That's great. That's great. Any other tips that you can provide us with? I mean, that's a great one. I'm going to do that one this afternoon.
Really just, you know, going back to the energy colors and including that in your daily thought process, you know, whether it's an interview or someone interviewing you or you interviewing someone else, because I'm working with a spa right now where they said that, you know, depending on who comes in, sometimes the technicians are just completely drained after that person leaves. Well, if you have a staff member or you have a situation that you know typically drains your energy, make sure you have your good energy colors on that day.
That's a good tip.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good tip, because I'm going to a conference next week, and I love going to conferences, but I also find they are a little bit draining to me sometimes because they're so intense, and I'm actually speaking three times and all that kind of stuff. So I know that I'm going to have to retreat back to the room to kind of have my introverted time and refuel and re-energize, but I'll also remember to have my energy colors with me too. So thank you for that reminder.
You're welcome.
So it's very clear that feng shui has helped you and certainly has helped me and my family. So for people who are on this call and they are interested in knowing how they could get started, what would you say would be their first step to getting noticed?
Well, definitely check out the ebook. Apply those principles right away. Again, you know, document what you do. If you've not worn this energy color in a while, make sure that you keep a journal of that you have done it, and then notice how your day unfolds.
Mm-hmm.
And again, acknowledging what's right and bringing that more into play. Also, we offer, my company offers a feng shui strategy session, a telephone call, and anybody is welcome to participate in that. Should I give my toll-free number?
Yeah, that'd be great.
So the free feng shui strategy session you can get by calling 866-689-6891. Again, 866-689-6891. And the ebook, 8 Simple Steps to a More Balanced You, by emailing us at fengshui@intuitiveconcepts.com. And the other thing, Meredith, is we offer a monthly webinar, and right now we're working through the alphabet series, and it's the third Wednesday of each month. So the next one is September 15th, and we're covering the topics I, J, and K. So as an example, it's a wide range of topics and then also things that people can implement immediately. But as an example, I would be immune system. J would be job problems. K would be kitchens. So as an example, so that's September 15th, and people can sign up for that as well at intuitiveconcepts.com.
Okay, great. And how much are the webinars?
The webinars are $26.
Okay, terrific. Wonderful. Well, this has been great, Diana. It's always great to talk with you. I always learn something new. We do have a couple minutes. Would you be open to taking a couple questions if anyone has a question?
Would love that.
Okay. So here's what we're going to do. If you have a question, you can hit *6 on your phone, and you will be unmuted, and you can talk to Diana directly and ask her any questions that you might have, run something by her or something like that. So if you have any questions that you'd like to ask her, go ahead and hit *6 right now, and I won't be able to hear you buzzing in, I don't think. So if you do, just go ahead and just say, Meredith, I'm here, or something like that, okay? *6. So, Diana.
Meredith, I'm here.
Oh, who's that?
This is Patty Jacobs. I have a quick question.
Sure, absolutely.
When you talk about the south side of the house, do you mean, I know there's two different ways that people do feng shui. Some do it as in when you walk in the door, they set up their north, south, east, and west. Or is this the actual geographical south side of the house that you're talking about?
Thank you, Patty, for that question, and it is true south according to the compass.
Okay, fantastic. That's what I wanted to know.
That's a big distinction between classic feng shui and all of the other forms, is it's not based on the door, because that's man's impact. It's based on the geography, which is based on Mother Earth.
I see. Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Patty. Did anyone else pop on while we were talking with Patty? Going once, going twice. Okay. Terrific. Well, Diana, really, I just want to extend my thanks to you for being on this call. It was great. It was fantastic. And I really always enjoy talking with you. And thank you for sharing everything that you have so that we can know a little bit more about what don't know what we don't know, and maybe we know a little bit more about what we don't know, or I don't know what that's all about, but maybe we just know a little bit more about what we need to be doing in terms of creating, using our own energy to create a stronger impact with what we're trying to do. So I really appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much for having me, and you know what? I just thought of something else.
Yeah.
Southwest represents female business owners. Northwest represents male business owners. same way as southwest represents the female, the wife, and northwest represents the male, take a look at those areas in regards to your offices and your homes, and anything that is there that you absolutely don't love, move it out of there because that's kind of your sacred space. So whether that's clutter or pictures of people that maybe don't support you, move all that out and make those areas shine, shine, shine.
Gosh, another great tip. Thank you. All right. Well, everyone, thank you for joining us on this call. And Diana, thank you again. And I'm sure I'll be talking with you all soon.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right. Take care,
everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.